Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello. Welcome to Off the Beat End Track Podcast. I'm your host, I'm Stu Whiffin. It's another week, therefore it's another episode. This is a little bonus episode. This is just a little episode because I've just dropped episode 500 with the delightful Neil Finn of Crowded House. What better way to celebrate a milestone than with someone that's one of my musical heroes and somebody that sold millions and millions and millions and millions of records and wrote some of the most beautiful songs ever written. So I just wanted to have a little kind of chat for 10 minutes and just sort of give you a little insight into some of the highlights of the last, maybe, I don't know, 4 years? I don't know. I was putting 2 episodes out a week for a long time. Over lockdown, it really helped. But this podcast kind of was born out of doing my hardcore listening podcast, which is still available on the Distraction Pieces Network. And when we'd get musicians on there, I'd really kind of get nerdy. And Chris, who I do the podcast, who I do hardcore listening with, he's very much, you know, a big lover of music and a DJ, but he's not got that nerd factor that I've got. And I really wanted to kind of do something with that. And so I set it up on the side and it fast become a big part of my life. And it's enabled me to just have some of the most wonderful conversations and experiences of my life. I started with Scroobius Pip, and I think, I'm trying to remember this now, but episode 2 was with Russell from Block Party, and then I kind of went through my phone book of people that had DJed at the clubs that I'd worked at over the years and people that I'd sort of, I knew a little bit, and so that was how I kind of Rich Wilson and Jordan Gray and Billy from the Subways and people like that. That's how I kind of got the first lot of guests on, Dan Lesac. And then after a while, it started to get a little bit more momentum and I found that when I was approaching people, because that's what I was doing, I was just jumping on Instagram, and I still do, and send people messages and tell them about the podcast and I'd like to chat to them about music. And then all of a sudden, there's a wonderful lady called Emma. And Emma, I think we were friends on Facebook and she works for, she's got her own PR company. And looks after lots of kind of sort of rock acts. And she messaged me and said, look, would you be interested in talking to Chuck B of Public Enemy? And that was like the first time when I was like, holy shit, this is huge. This is Chuck D. You know, Public Enemy were like such an important band for me. I'm 50 years of age. So, you know, in my final years at school, Public Enemy were just, you know, alongside the Beastie Boys and Run DMC, they were like all we listened to. And I remember thinking, I'm going to be so nervous for this. And I was ridiculously nervous. And he was late. He got caught in traffic. And I was sitting on my Zoom waiting for him to turn up. And then it was like, it's going to be another hour. And that was not helping my nerves. And then all of a sudden, Chuck D pops up on my television screen, or my laptop screen, sorry. And he was a delight. Every guest I've had on, all 500 guests have been a delight. I've not had anyone really that's ever been anything other than really nice to talk to. And after Emma sorted out the Chuck D thing, all of a sudden it seemed to add, not that any of the guests previously were not fantastic and credible and, you know, fantastic, but this seemed to kind of go a little further, and it seemed to rattle the cages of other sort of PR companies and record labels. And then all of a sudden I was getting approached, and it was like, would you like to speak to this person? And I was like a dog with two dicks. This was like unbelievable. It's like people were offering me these conversations with, you know, wonderful, you know, people that were on my record deck growing up and people that were currently being played in my club. And Emma continued to get me some great guests. She got me the Deftones. And then, you know, all of a sudden I'm chatting to the Killers and then getting to speak to Chris Shiflett of the Foo Fighters. You know, these things were surreal. And I'm talking there about the, you know, I guess the more recognisable names, you know, the super superstars, like your Tommy Lees. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, I'm not a big fan of Motley Crue, but it's Tommy Lee of Motley Crue. And I was told, it was that the Tommy Lee one, interestingly, was the only time that there was some stuff put in place before the conversation of what I wasn't allowed to talk about. And I think, you know, I'm not going to say now, but I think it's pretty obvious the big thing that I wasn't allowed to talk about. And Tommy Lee was an absolute delight. I mean, that was one of the ones that we recorded in lockdown, and obviously the duration of lockdown ran on forever, it seemed. And so that, in a warped way, kind of took the podcast somewhere else, because tragically all of these musicians and actors, like most of us, couldn't do their job. And so they were all kind of creating stuff at home, and lots of them started podcasts and kind of little online gigs, and they all wanted to talk about it. So all of a sudden, with the kind of the Zoom thing that all of us, you know, that we all suddenly got massively involved with, it made it really easy to get people on the podcast. And so that just helped kind of build it even more. And it kept me sane, because as you've probably gathered, I like to have a conversation. And when you're in lockdown, yes, you can talk to your family, but, you know, it's up until lockdown, all of these podcasts were being recorded in studios. You know, I was going to venues that I was promoting at in London. I was going into East London regularly.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
To literally spend a whole day just getting somewhere, setting up, someone coming in for an hour, whereas over lockdown, all of a sudden, you know, some days I was doing 4 or 5 podcasts because just go and set up the little shed at the end of the garden, which is called the Whiff Inn. You see what I've done there? And I get to have these delightful chats. And yeah, it was just crazy. And then I think I should shout out my friend Ben, because Ben like had an office in Shoreditch and let me work there for a while, and he had a little studio within that. And, you know, he was trying to run a really serious corporate business, and random, you know, any day I was there, random sort of musicians and sort of like swagger through the door and into his studio. And it was really fun to sort of see all the people that were in the office just kind of looking, going like, oh my God, is that blah, blah, blah. And I can vividly remember everybody looking at Justin from the vaccines and going, who is this handsome man that's just walked in the office? And sitting in there with Suede, it was just crazy, absolutely crazy and wonderful. And then that all stopped. And then we moved it to Zoom. And at first there was shaky audio. And then all of a sudden, I mean, over the last week or so, I've found this new thing, which just takes Zoom audio somewhere else. It just sounds like everybody's sitting in the studio. You'll get that from the Neil Finn episode. I'm desperately trying not to say Tim Finn, his brother, but I literally wrote Neil in massive letters because I'm a big fan of both the Finn brothers. But yeah, and then after lockdown, it seemed crazy to lose a whole day going into London just to sort of sit and have an hour-long chat. And so what that actually done was it kind of sort of was a bit weird, really. Like I presumed after lockdown everything would go back to normal, but, you know, to quote an annoying saying, that new normal thing, it was. And, you know, all my business meetings, I rarely go into town now, whereas most weeks I was in there 2 or 3 times a week. So it's made it really nice now, and I've got a new studio. I've just built a new TV studio for another thing that I do, and I'm going to start to do some interesting stuff there and film some bits for Off the Beaten Track. But we'll worry about that another day. But yeah, I think some of the highlights. I think for me, Maxine Peake was a real one for me because I think she's the most remarkable actor. And when I set the pod up, I'd set the thing that I just wanted Maxine and I wanted Johnny Marr. And Maxine was just everything and more. She was so delightful. The first person to shed a tear on the podcast, and yeah, what a beautiful soul she was. And speaking of wonderful actors, I got to chat to Joe Hartley of This Is England and anything that's super fucking cool. And Joe was so lovely. They were two of my massive highlights. And what's interesting is musicians talk about music a lot, but the actors seem to really want to talk about music and they really kind of get stuck into it, which is lovely. I think another highlight was Fatboy Slim. Just Norman Cook, again, what an absolute hero and genius. And to sit and chat to him was wonderful. And I've had so many guests that have kind of become friends and just had a really lovely chat and have stayed in touch. I mean, most of you probably won't know, but alongside music, my other massive love is mixed martial arts. And I have a mixed martial arts podcast that I host with Blake Harrison, him of the Inbetweeners. And that podcast is born out of him guesting on Off the Beaten Track. And afterwards, when we pressed stop, we just got chatting and he spotted one of the pictures in my studio and was like, of a fighter. And he was like, do you like MMA? And I was like, yeah, I'm really obsessed with it. And he was like, so am I. I haven't got any mates that are into it. And so we sort of decided that we were just going to WhatsApp each other when fights were on. And then that evolved into being a podcast. And now that's, you know, alongside this, he's one of my most favourite things to do. So this podcast has opened up so many opportunities and I've met so many lovely people through doing that, through doing live shows. I've done a wonderful live show that was put together by my friend and fellow music podcaster, Matt Stocks. Matt put together a thing where I got to do a live Off the Beaten Track with Dom Jolly of Trigger Happy TV. And I'd had Dom on the show already, and so, you know, we knew each other, and then we'd done the live show, and that was wonderful. And I don't really do lots of live Off the Beaten Track. I like doing the monthly Patreon live show. I love doing that. That really is one of my most favourite things to do each month. But in regards to sort of getting on stage and doing it, I don't know. I don't do it very often, and maybe 2024 and 500 episodes in. Imagine if I can get Johnny Marr. I've still not got Johnny Marr. That's the golden goose. If I can, is it the golden goose or the golden egg? I don't know what it is. But if I can get Johnny, I've had Niall Marr on. I've had Johnny's boy, who's a fantastic artist and guitarist for Hans Zimmer, and that was lovely. But no Johnny yet. And my wish list isn't very big. That's it. I've got some very exciting ones in the pipeline that I don't want to say in case I jinx it. But yeah, anyway, I just wanted to jump on here today and just say thank you all so much for supporting this podcast for so long. And I hope you're still enjoying it. And as much as the format's the same, you know what questions are coming. Each time it's a different answer. And that keeps me really excited about the people that I get to chat to. And I hope it does you too. Yeah. Have a lovely day. Thanks ever so much for listening. And I'll see you for episode, I guess it'll be 501. See you soon. Bye-bye.